Hello again, it's us.
What?
You just started your boo with
We're here with another brief chocolatey taste fest. So this is from Cluccio's, is it?
Yeah.
And what's this one?
It's there.
Wow. Goodness me, it's in a jar.
Yeah.
A very large pickle jar.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you still got your kidney? When you used to...
Yeah,
it
was quite good value for money.
Okay.
We won't talk about such vulgar vulgarities on Booville, but it really wasn't bad.
What is this?
We'll see. I think you should...
It twanged off.
It twanged off.
Because there's a rubber band keeping on the card.
Yeah.
The paper.
And there's the lid, which I can take off now.
These things, by the way, guys, are really good to bear in mind for giftage.
They are.
Because they're really nicely wrapped and nicely presented items.
Now.
It's not like buying a...
It had some wrapping on the top, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Round wrapping and an elastic band that twanged off. Smell that.
Oh, it smells nutty.
Does it?
I love nuts.
Do you want to taste one?
Yeah.
Taste one, see what you
can
taste.
Okay, so these are basically ovoids. Oval spheres?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're covered in icing sugar.
Mm.
And they're about the size of a large conker.
Yep.
And similar in appearance to a conker, because they're kind of flatty.
Oh, wow, they're just amazing.
Like, how go?
Oh, wow. That's, wow.
What are they?
See if you can tell. What can you taste?
Coffee.
Yep.
And hazelnuts.
Yeah. You got it right. I don't know what they're called, but I know that he said they've got hazelnuts in, and these ones are cappuccino flavoured.
Wow.
They're good, aren't they?
They're lovely.
So I have another one.
Yeah, one more. The texture's kind of a bit marzipan-y. Isn't it, would you say?
No.
I've got one. Okay.
Harder.
Mm.
Put the lid on.
I'm not entirely sure what the chocolate is.
It's milk chocolate.
It's cocoa, isn't it?
Mm. There's cocoa dusted on it.
Mm.
He told me that.
Okay.
What happened is...
Not icing sugar, cocoa dust.
Oh, it might be icing sugar.
No, probably cocoa.
Mm. Well, I went to Carluccio's and the choir lady was supposed to meet me there. But people kept phoning and telling her they were ill.
Mm.
So she was a bit late.
Mm.
And, so, you know, I was a bit bored, so I ended up buying some chocolate.
They're very nice, they're very decadent.
Yeah.
Very rich.
They are.
They're not smooth to the touch.
No, they're not. And they're not smooth to the taste. No. But they're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, nice texture. Plenty of hazelnut. Yeah. Definite coffee taste.
If you don't like hazelnuts or coffee, don't buy them.
Don't buy them.
They also have a white chocolate one, which is just with hazelnut and not coffee.
That wouldn't do anything for me, I must admit. You might like it, though.
And there's a dark chocolate one. Again, without the coffee, I think.
Mm.
So I thought coffee, yeah.
Come in a very big jar.
They do.
And they make a lovely gift.
Yeah.
And
it's got wrapping papery stuff at the top, so it does look nice. I don't know what colour it is, but...
Neither do I.
We should have taken a picture of it before we...
Did anyone comment on our picture we did of the tools?
No.
Oh, okay. So there we go. It's not my cup of tea, necessarily.
No?
But they're very nice.
Do you know what that means?
What? You can eat
that
all of them?
That means that when you go home, I can finish them.
So, yeah, they're very nice.
I'm quite pleased about that, actually.
They're very nice.
Should I be pleased?
Yeah, if you want to be pleased, be pleased.
Good.
So, I would give them... I can appreciate them in the same way I can appreciate a man with a sexy voice. I won't necessarily
fancy him,
but I can appreciate, he might have a good voice.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Or I can appreciate a work of art that isn't necessarily my taste. So I can give that a 7.
8 for me.
8, fair enough. But again, very decadent, very nice gift to make.
Well, I bought them as a gift for us, and you don't like them that much, so I'll have to eat them.
I wouldn't say no. I mean, I'd have the odd one.
you probably might not have the chance.
Probably with a cup of coffee, actually.
Yeah, me
go
too.
Well with a cup of coffee.
It would. I haven't made any coffee now because we're about to have some veggie sausages and some pasta, leftover pasta. So
but, you know,
I'm going to put them
point,
away and be good now.
At some point, that'd be nice with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, it depends if there's any left, doesn't it, darling?
Of course it does.
Because somebody might, you know, so find them and in the cupboard and eat them.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they're nice. They remind me of truffles. No?
They are truffles.
Ah, they are truffles. Okay.
Yeah, that's why they remind you of truffles.
Okay. How do we describe the size of the jar? It's a big pickled onion jar or big mayonnaise jar. No, actually, Yankee Candle? No, big. It's big, isn't
Yankee
it?
Yankee Candles are...
I'm just trying to describe the size of the jar.
It's not like a Yankee Candle. And the Yankee size Candles are pathetic.
And the size of the jar.
Yeah, but
I mean,
compared, it's...
Oh, okay.
They're
okay.
Pathetic, aren't they, really?
How big would you say it was? I'm rubbish at this kind
I
of thing.
I don't actually... I don't know.
Okay, I can just about get my hands around it.
And he's got big hands, folks.
I haven't really got big hands, though. So I can just about get my hands around it. So it's quite big.
A car there.
And, yeah. It's nice. Yeah, it's quite big. So you get a hefty wad.
Yeah, it's quite big, yeah.
So, yeah, you get a good old portion of your stuff. So there we go.
I'm making you smile.
At the weekend, we will sample some more Italian chocolate.
At the weekend? What, you're going to make me wait that long?
You can boot it by yourself then, it's fine.
No, we might have to have it for pudding.
What?
Because, you know...
It's not long to wait. I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever.
Yeah, it is. It's chocolate.
Okay, all right, anyway...
We'll negotiations will ensue once the Booville aren't listening anymore. Would you stop coughing over my speech, please? It's just rude.
So we're going to break open your account and do a Richard Sounds comment, aren't we?
No, we're going to eat some food first.
After that.
Your phone can charge and then we can do some more on your account.
Why not yours?
Because I like doing stuff on yours because you need the booze, darling.
I do need the booze.
Because I've only got... 1,000 something and 100 and something, and you've got like
30.
30?
But you know, to be honest, okay, this, about months
okay.
A month
yeah.
ago.
Okay.
A month ago.
Again.
I had only about.
Ricardo. Sorry, love. Carry on.
Good job you're not a bloke.
About why would you punch me?
Get a good slap in. About a month ago, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're still doing a go thing. What's that about?
How would you say a go?
A go.
A go. About a month ago, Governor, I would have only had about 3 boos, innit? But now I've got about 30. So I've done a lot of good stuff, me have.
What?
Me have. Wow.
Even I wouldn't say that. It's really chubby.
I know. Well, what can I say?
I know.
She wonders why I don't have any confidence when I sing, because she picks me up on these pronunciation things.
Pronunciation, darling.
Pronunciation.
Yes.
Shun.
Spelt with an N-U-N.
Okay, one question then. Shun versus shun.
What?
Station or station?
The second one sounds like Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Which is kind of hilarious.
So... Station, not station.
Yeah, because station sounds like Winston Churchill.
We'll fight them on the beaches.
It really does. Now that's like a Dutch version of Winston
Dutch.
We will fight them on the beaches.
Okay then, Miss I'm Perfect. You do your best Winston Churchill. Break up with your best Winston Churchill. Go on, you think you're so good. I want to burst off. We'll fight them on the beaches.
That's Dutch.
No, Dutch would be fight them on the beaches. That's Dutch. A Dutch Winston Churchill would be like, we'll fight them on the beaches and be stoned while we do it.
Stoned?
Yeah, go on, you do yours.
We will fight them on the beaches.
You sound a bit Indian now, though. You sound like you're breaking open the Vindaloo.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, naughty Germans. No, that's not quite right. Go on, one more try.
No, I've had enough now.
We will fight them on the beaches. And apparently...
We will fight them on the beaches. That sounds
you
more
sound
like...
a bit like Nelson Mandela. almost like Nelson Mandela, with a bit of